This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In his first public remarks since the Russia investigation began 2 years ago, Special Counsel Robert Mueller yesterday said if he had confidence that the president did not commit obstruction of justice, he would have said so in his report. This morning, President Trump tweets, "The Russia probe was the greatest presidential harassment in history." Meanwhile, speaking in New York yesterday, Hillary Clinton said the president should be held accountable for defying Congress and ignoring Mueller's findings on the Russian attempts to interfere in U.S. elections.
There may not be tanks in our streets, but make no mistake, we are witnessing an assault on the rule of law and the foundations of our democracy.
More severe weather expected today from the Ohio Valley to the Mid-Atlantic, including possibly tornadoes in Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and New Jersey. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
After Robert Mueller makes his first public remarks yesterday about the Russia investigation, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says nothing is off the table when it comes to the possible impeachment of President Trump.
We do want to make such a compelling case, such an ironclad case, that even Republican Senate will be convinced of the path that we have to take as a country.
As Mueller is formally stepping down as special counsel, Pelosi called him a true patriot, also saying no one is above the law, including the President of the United States. Now, low-rated passengers may be banned from using Uber's services, the ride-sharing company allowing passengers to rate drivers for years, sometimes costing drivers their jobs, but now passengers who get low marks from drivers will be given warnings and could eventually be banned from use. The NBA Finals tipping off in Toronto tonight as the Raptors host the Golden State Warriors. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Getting word that at least six people were killed and six others injured after a suicide bomber detonated outside a military training center in Afghanistan a short time ago. The attacker blew himself up right after he was stopped from entering the facility just west of Kabul. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. First-time jobless claims coming in and showing that the claims were up last week. The Labor Department showing that 215,000 or so U.S. workers filed initial jobless claims last week, up 3,000 from the week before, and right in line with what analysts were expecting. States showing the biggest increases in claims were Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Texas. The biggest declines were seen in California, Illinois, Georgia, and Wisconsin. Amazon is adding a delete voice command in response to privacy concerns. All people have to now say is, "Alexa, delete everything I said today." And the company says it will delete the day's recordings. The company also working on allowing anyone to delete their last statement by saying, "Alexa, delete what I just said." and a young fan appears to be okay after a foul ball hit her during Wednesday's Cubs-Astros game in Houston. Albert Almora Jr. hit the liner into the stands down the third base line in the fourth inning.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look.
Well, Robert Mueller did little to unite this country, and if he did anything, and that was chum the waters for the Democrats. Former prosecutor Sidney Powell joins us now, author of the best-selling book, License to Lie. Sidney, he did us no favors.
No, he didn't. It was really a shame what he did yesterday. If he was going to let the report speak for itself, he should have said nothing more than that, and that he stood behind it, or, you know, whatever he wanted to say like that. But to stand up there and emphasize certain things when he's not the attorney general or anything other than a U.S. attorney, equivalent, it was wholly inappropriate. And then on top of that, he came up with a new reason for why they didn't charge the obstruction offenses they smeared the president with, that he had explicitly denied to Bill Barr and didn't put in the report either, and all of a sudden now there's that excuse.
Right. This was kind of the brain-bruising comment. All of a sudden he throws the OLC out there, and Bill Barr said on three occasions, and there was a room full of people there as they were having this discussion, and Barr said that clearly asked him several times if the OLC was in play. And all of a sudden now he throws the OLC, the Office of Legal Counsel, order or outline that says you cannot indict a sitting president.
Yeah, it's just an opinion. It's just a legal opinion by the Office of Legal Counsel for the Department of Justice. They're two separate opinions. They came to the same conclusion, one under a Democratic administration and one under a Republican administration, but he still had the authority to recommend charges if he thought any should be brought, and he didn't do that, which means he exonerated the president as close as the prosecutor can come to exonerating the president. That's the way it works, and like the attorney general said, you don't have a special prosecution to create a report to just throw crap at the fan.
Yes. And unfortunately, what he did was turn the tables, because what happened to due process and innocent until proven guilty? I mean, now the onus is on the president's side, right?
Yeah, he completely stood the presumption of innocence on its head. I mean, how would any other American or person in the country want to be judged by that standard? It's
exactly
absurd.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely contrary to the rule of law. I mean, every first-year law student knows that a criminal defendant's entitled to the presumption of innocence, and the burden of proof is on the government to prove he did anything wrong beyond a reasonable doubt.
What does this
Mueller
do?
Mueller literally stands that on its head.
What does this do, just in the general context, you know, like, you know, prosecutors and former prosecutors like yourself, when they hear Mueller, you know, come up with this statement like this? I mean, I got to imagine, I mean, this really divides, you know, people, because there's probably some people that believe what Mueller said is acceptable. That's scary.
Well, yeah, people that don't understand the legal system, for starters. And, of course, MSNBC and CNN will run with that like crazy as if it's the gospel because, you know, everything Bob Mueller says is supposed to come straight from Mount Olympus or, you know,
Mount
heaven.
Sinai. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And it makes no sense at all. It's completely contrary to the law.
Well, with something that blatantly, as you say, contrary to the law, I know you're commenting on it. Others have commented on it. In the court of public opinion, I mean, this just keeps us in our, you know, respective corners. This doesn't bring us together. And he just really, as you said, not only did he turn the law on its head, but the people that are, you know, we're expecting some sort of resolution. We've got many Americans that have said, look, I've had it with this stuff. You know, $65 million and counting later, and this is the best we can come up with?
Yeah, exactly. And he really did, other than that comment about, oh, now we decided we can't go there because they issued the two OLC opinions. Other than that, there's nothing he said that wasn't already in the report. He was literally just quoting from the report otherwise.
What's Bill Barr saying? Do you know?
No, he's apparently out of the city, and he hasn't issued any sort of statement other than I think I heard last night that DOJ had issued a statement that there was no daylight between the conclusions of the report with what Mueller said and what Mr. Barr said. And that's true because they're both quoting from the report.
Well, Mueller says he's going to let the report stand. Of course, it was ridiculous that he didn't accept any questions whatsoever, which I thought was quite cowardly on his part.
Well, he is a coward. If he went and had to put himself under oath and answer real questions, one of my first ones would be, Mr. Mueller, you were director of the FBI during the time Uranium One was going on and while Mrs. Clinton had her server at clinton.com instead of state.gov. Did you ever email Mrs. Clinton at clintonemail.com or whatever that address was?
Right.
Or Huma Abedin, knowing that Huma was her proxy?
Exactly.
Because he had to be one of the people exchanging emails with Hillary Clinton that were among those destroyed. I just cannot imagine that the director of the FBI never communicated by email with the Secretary of State for those years.
Well,
and if I remember correctly, there was even some evidence that he had taken a uranium sample over to Putin.
Exactly.
On the FBI jet.
Yes. Exactly, and that's what I understand as well with some reports. Sydney, did this report, because maybe I missed something in it, did it specifically say that Putin and Russia specifically had put their thumb on the scale and influenced this election specifically for Donald Trump?
No, I don't think it did.
But he said that on a couple of occasions. Unless I missed something.
Well, the report is very carefully worded in certain places. Like they say, it appears that the Russians hacked the DNC computer. Well, that's, I could say it appears a 15-year-old sitting in his mother's basement hacked the DNC computer because it was, I mean, we had the Pakistani Awan brothers.
Exactly, I was going to say.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And had all the passwords for her and 40 members of Congress, and she was head of the DNC at the time. Mm-hmm. They were in and out of there all the time. They could have downloaded all that stuff to a thumb drive, and God only knows who they sold it to, because they were all about money.
Exactly.
And they got off with a slap on the wrist. In fact, only one of them was charged with anything, and I don't think he served any time. If he did, it was only a month or two.
No, they got him out of Dodge right away, M1, A1. And this is the thing. I mean, to me, they had the car left out in the streets in Watts, California, just with the keys in it, and said, I can't imagine, we got hacked. You know,
right.
Whether it was the Russians, it could have been the Koreans, you know, and Donald Trump was right. It could have been any one of many players. But
well, they've given criminals the passcode to the DNC.
Exactly. Exactly. And you talk about the downloading. I mean, according to the records, A1 had downloaded megabytes. I mean, there was more than a thumb drive. They said that he had downloaded terabytes of information from these 40 House of Democratic House of Representatives.
Oh, yeah. Our most confidential stuff went all over the world thanks to Hillary Clinton and Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Amazing. And of course...
And read Luke Rosiak's book, Obstruction of Justice. It's
exactly.
All about the Juan brothers and that horrific scandal that people have not paid enough attention to. And
without a doubt.
And D.C. let him off with nothing.
Going to quick break. We've got more from Sidney Powell after this. Stay with us.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code, SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Like she's screaming,
Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, Robert Mueller may said, look, enough's been said. My report is my last word. That's it. Don't want to answer any questions. I'm not interested in coming to the Hill to answer any questions from congressmen. You know, for Jerry Nadler, that might be acceptable. I think Lindsey Graham might have something else to say from the Senate side. What do you think, Sydney?
Well, I would certainly hope so. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't, then he's probably part of the problem.
Well,
I mean, the swamp is wide and the swamp is deep, but I hope Senator Graham is really interested in getting to the bottom of all of this, because Mr. Mueller has a huge role to play in the insurance policy. In fact, I've called him the insurance policy. I think he was the ultimate insurance policy, he and his whole squad. And all the FBI agents that went to that, and there are like 40 of them, and all the prosecutors, they had one purpose in mind, and that was to get Donald Trump.
Well, she's the author of the book License to Lie, Sidney Powell, former prosecutor. Sidney, you may have to write some addendum chapters to your best-selling book here.
Well, there's a website called creepsonamission.com that I kind of started for that purpose. I've been too busy talking about the one I've already written to start that one.
Well, no doubt. I mean, there was so much revealed in this book. And then, you know, for people that were wondering, you know, and I've directed so many people, especially here on the show, when we reference you and your book, is to look at, if you really want to understand how, the playbook here, read Sidney's book. And this will open your eyes, from Andrew Weissman to Bob Mueller, you know, to the DOJ, you know, what went on, and the weaponizing of the DOJ by the Obama administration.
Exactly, and how it branched out to other parts of government, too, because the same prosecutors that hid evidence, made up crimes, and sent innocent people to prison then became Obama's White House counsel and general counsel, deputy director of the FBI, and head of his counterterrorism advisor, and multiple other things. Well, I mean, they just spread out all over government. Mm-hmm. And I wrote the book in 2014. It wasn't written to help Donald Trump or, frankly, for any political purpose. In fact, I didn't even have a political reason in mind when I wrote it, other than to help spur criminal justice reform and clean up the Department of Justice in general.
And it's been past due to do this. You've been around. You see all the inequities. And, of course, you know, as we read your book, I mean, you're in the thick of it. So you have lived it, and exceedingly frustrating as somebody with integrity going, wait a minute, this is not right.
And nobody's contradicted a word of it either.
Exactly, exactly. And then you have situations like, you know, people like Andrew Weissman. You go, why is this guy still an attorney? Why is it that our government would still look to him for any kind of answers? And for something like this special prosecution case, you know, when you want, you know, some clear-minded, objective ball and strike calling over this investigation, you get Mueller, who comes in and has a very prejudiced
group. Weissman in charge of it.
Yes, exactly.
Weissman was running that investigation. That's why Paul Manafort's wife was searched in her nightgown in the bed at 5 o'clock in the morning. It's because of Andrew Weissman. And that's why 27 agents, a helicopter, frogmen, a boat, and God only knows how much money was spent during the government shutdown to humiliate Roger Stone when he would have reported voluntarily to the local FBI office.
Exactly. Well, but we find ourselves today trying to, you know, ferret all this stuff out. And, Sidney, you know, the body politic just wants the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. And,
exactly. That's what I want, no matter where it falls.
Right.
I don't care whether it's on a Republican or a Democrat or who. I just want the truth and to clean it up, because until you correctly identify a problem and the people who actually did things wrong, you can't solve it. We've got to solve this for the future of this country and our children and our grandchildren. We have a two-tiered system of justice that is simply appalling.
Yes.
There's an article out today about the Department of Justice declining prosecution of an FBI official, a deputy assistant director, who lied to the inspector general,
right,
which is a federal criminal offense. And he had warnings and everything, unlike General Flynn, who had an ambush interview thinking he was talking to friends.
Yeah, exactly. And I was reading that article. I saw your tweet on that, and I picked up on that. And that's the thing that's disconcerting, is that we're catching people with their hands in the cookie jar. And meanwhile, the Democrats are chasing windmills here. They're looking for a pony under all this manure and spending, you know, all the people's money and time. And they keep saying, well, we can chew gum and walk at the same time. No, you can't. Because clearly you've proven that you're incapable of doing this. So what if you're passing some laws and some bills, not laws, but you're passing some bills in the House of Representatives? You know darn well they're not going to pass the Senate. I mean, it's just like Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan had 250 bills that they passed in the House. But why go through all that if you're not going to be able to affect anything and get it through the Senate? What are you championing, you know, to get through the Senate so that it can become law and work on behalf of the people? But let's just, you know, chase all these things that are they're non-productive. And this is what the Democrats are doing. And I hope the voters are taking note, because this government, with all the money that is spending, is being brought to you by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer et al.
And pure resistance. It is pure resistance to cover up their own serious crime.
Mm-hmm.
The Obama administration was spying on Americans illegally for multiple years. All you have to do is look at the decision of Rosemary Collier in April 2017. It's a 99-page decision. It was being done deliberately, and she said the Department of Justice and the NSA had an institutional lack of candor, I think is the way she put it. Mm-hmm. In other words, they'd been lying to the FISA court, and she called them out on it in that decision. And it was right after they had gotten the first Carter Page FISA application through.
Mm. Well, and we even have now the smoking gun, or we could call it the smoking hammer, which is that system that the Obama administration had set up in which to spy on people. But it's like, you know, whether it's, you know, as you mentioned, Luke Rosiak's book, even before then, we had Peter Schweitzer reporting, and it took 3 years before people really started connecting the dots, which was amazing to me, because when it came out, it was so mind-blowing, with Hillary Clinton selling, you know, 20% of our uranium to Russia, And see, this is all, you got to throw reason out the door. And to think that if the Russians wanted anybody to be president of the United States, it would have been Hillary Clinton. For all that they had taken advantage of Hillary Clinton and Obama, they knew her. They knew her ego and what she wanted to do.
Oh, yeah, the millions paid into the Clinton Foundation expecting her to be president for the favors they'd get back.
Yes.
The whole pay-to-play thing, that's another thing that was on the server that had to be eradicated.
Well, and the other thing yet to be done, and I spoke with one of the survivors' father, Charles Wood, regarding Benghazi. How much information about Benghazi was downloaded from that server?
Yeah, there's no telling.
Those questions all remain. And the thing that amazes me, even after all this is said and done, here you have Bob Mueller saying, hey, I don't want to say any more. I don't want any questions. I don't want anything. And then you have Hillary Clinton taking the opportunity of saying, all of a sudden she wants some sort of relevance and going, wait a minute, why is the media even, you know, taking notes or, you know, reporting on anything that she has to say? To me, she's totally disqualified.
Oh, yeah, but the media is complicit in pushing all this. You've got to remember that Fusion GPS was paying reporters. We still don't know who the reporters are that Fusion GPS was paying to push this whole Russia collusion hoax. And then on top of that, Dianne Feinstein's former chief of staff, Doug
exactly.
Jones, formed a group called Penn Quarter immediately after the election and, like, overnight raised $50 million to continue the Russia hoax narrative after the election. So where did that $50 million go? Who got paid that to do what?
Well, Horowitz's IG report is due, they're saying, any day now. Sydney, what do you think?
It's going to be a doozy.
We can only hope it is going to be a doozy. I mean, we put a lot of eggs in the basket and offered a lot of credibility and assumption here with Horowitz. But like Mueller, we won't know until we know, will we not?
Exactly. It's going to take a while to get all the evidence out. And, of course, Horowitz doesn't have subpoena power or any of that. But there still ought to be a lot of information that he had access to. And hopefully the conclusions of this report will match the actual contents of it, unlike the last one.
Exactly. Sidney Powell, author of the book License to Lie, linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, a must read. Sidney, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airlines. Airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In his first public remarks since the Russia investigation began 2 years ago, Special Counsel Robert Mueller yesterday said if he had confidence that the president did not commit obstruction of justice, he would have said so in his report. This morning, President Trump tweets, "The Russia probe was the greatest presidential harassment in history." Meanwhile, speaking in New York yesterday, Hillary Clinton said the president should be held accountable for defying Congress and ignoring Mueller's findings on the Russian attempts to interfere in U.S. elections.
There may not be tanks in our streets, but make no mistake, we are witnessing an assault on the rule of law and the foundations of our democracy.
More severe weather expected today from the Ohio Valley to the Mid-Atlantic, including possibly tornadoes in Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and New Jersey. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
I'm going to take my horse to the old town road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. I'm going to take my horse to the old town road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more.
Well, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. You know, lest we forget all this Russian collusion stuff, it is amazing to me how the mainstream, I don't know why I'm amazed, because obviously this has all been orchestrated. You have to remember this. This was all being brought to you by the one and only Democratic Party. This happened under the watch of Barack Obama. Remember, Barack Obama came out and said, there's no way anybody could penetrate and affect our election process because, it's so decentralized that it's impossible to do that. Remember? And then later on he came in and it said, I told Putin to cut it out. But again, all this happened on Barack Obama's watch. But you would think the way this is being prosecuted, this whole process, that Donald Trump was guilty of this. Donald Trump was the object of their disaffection because his error, his big infraction, was that he got elected. This is Bill Martinez. Megan Barth is with us, co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and the Media Equality Project. Megan, how are we doing?
Doing very well, Bill. How are you?
Well, I'm fried, I guess, like yourself and so many other Americans after yesterday's pronouncement by Robert Mueller, who did us no favors. I mean, he chummed the waters for the Democrats. It's almost like his whole goal in all this was that I want to be invited back to those special Democratic cocktail parties, because after the report and what Bill Barr, the way he had framed it, somehow it put him on the outside, and he needed to realign and make sure that the people on the left understood that he was still their guy.
Yeah, the whole spectacle yesterday was highly bizarre. I mean, first, what I have to say is that once a dirty cop, always a dirty cop.
Mm.
And Mueller, back in his early days, was a dirty cop. He falsely imprisoned four men. He withheld exculpatory evidence. And so when he hires somebody like Andrew Weissman as his right-hand man.
Speaking of hiding evidence, you know, he's been infamous for this.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Weissman, who is his right-hand man, was also censured by the Supreme Court, the top court in the land, for prosecutorial misconduct. And for, again, what? Withholding exculpatory evidence.
Exactly.
And so you had a team of crooked lawyers, one being a dirty cop, falsely imprisoning four men, working together. Now, you have to ask yourself, how do they still have their law license?
That was my question to Sidney Powell just a moment ago. How is this guy still an attorney?
Right. How is Andrew Weissman still practicing law?
Mm.
And so when you look at their history, I wasn't really surprised by yesterday, because he will do and say anything in order to help a political party, in order to take down this president, in order to hurt our country even further and go for impeachment. Impeachment for what?
Mm-hmm.
What are the Democrats? The Democrats are screaming now, like they were anticipating that this is exactly what Mueller was going to do. The only Democrats not screaming for impeachment are the two leading Democrats, which would be Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi. And so you kind of have to ask yourself, okay, well, what is Nancy going to do? Is she going to fold like a cheap tent and start the impeachment proceedings immediately because the radical communist left within her party want it?
Mm-hmm.
Or is she just going to keep talking over until the election about how it's a cover-up, how Donald Trump should be impeached? Impeachment is on the table. Is Jerry Nadler going to keep, and judges going to keep getting wins for himself as far as investigating? We don't really know what.
Right.
So far, his financial records have been subpoenaed. We've got Maxine Waters, head of the Finance Committee, subpoenaing records. You have all of the chairmanship under Nancy Pelosi, who was singing their praises yesterday, coordinating an all-out assault on this president. So whether or not impeachment proceedings immediately begin, the fact that they continue to malign this president and have the press in order to help them will continue to be their politics of personal destruction, whereby, have you noticed they're not talking about policy?
Of course.
Have you noticed that they're not talking about the border?
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed that they're not talking about helping the middle class?
But they can chew gum and walk at the same time, right, supposedly?
Pardon?
But, you know, as they say routinely, we can walk and chew gum at the same time. You know, that's what they tell us, but
right.
Yet they're only chewing gum at this point.
All right. So as we have, as we prepare for a million illegal aliens captured at our southern border, and that's just who we caught. It doesn't say who we haven't caught. They're too busy trying to take down this president like they've been doing for 2 years. And this is all, predicated on the fact that they lost an election.
Mm-hmm. And look what's happening, Megan. I mean, on the bigger scale here, the president is trying to negotiate a deal, a trade deal with China. We're trying to finalize. We've already agreed in principle with Canada and Mexico. Japan is waiting. Everything right now is in stasis because of what the Democrats are doing. And they're putting America at risk here. For what? Because the president, you know, screwed up and he got elected? You know, is that what this is all about? I mean, this is absolutely absurd. And as I said earlier, right before you came on, people need to hold this in context. This is all brought to you by the Democratic Party. Now, you said something, and I think it's important for people to really get their brain around, because it's taken them a while. As we were just talking with Sidney Powell, it took people a while to understand, even though 3 years earlier, Peter Schweizer made it real clear that Clinton's and the Clinton Foundation had, well, Secretary of State Clinton at the time, had worked out a deal to sell all this uranium to the Russians. And it was just out there, and it took so long to gain traction. And I asked Peter, I said, were you surprised it took this long? I mean, because when he first reported it on our show, I said, this is unbelievable that this would happen. And so even now when it's talked about, it's kind of mentioned, but it's mentioned. There's no big grievous offense that Hillary Clinton did this to America. And again, you know, when you consider reasonable people sitting there thinking, well, if I had two people there that I was going to want to be president, would it be Donald Trump, who is this unknown but very aggressive, egotistic guy? Do I want to take a chance of him being president, or do I want the woman to be the president, or Hillary Clinton? I don't mean to say just a woman, but Hillary Clinton to be president, who I've had my way with all these years and been able to take advantage. I mean. And then for Mueller to come up and say that Russia specifically wanted Donald Trump to be president, I didn't get that in the report. And when he made that statement yesterday, maybe I missed an email here or something. But that was the first time that I ever heard that the Russians specifically wanted Donald Trump, and that's what they did all this for, was so that Donald Trump would be elected president. And that, to me, in the face of all this history, just is beyond understanding. I can't get my brain around that.
Well, again, when you're dealing with a dirty cop, then you can better understand that what he did yesterday was simply a CIA move, and also a cover Hillary move. And one thing he also said in his statement was that the Russians hacked the DNC server. He doesn't say that in his report. Mm. It appears.
Right.
It was not definitive. And when the FBI never got the DNC servers, they never forensically analyzed. Our Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Good point.
Never forensically analyzed, never received the DNC servers, which was learned by Hillary Clinton. They had outsourced the investigation to a pal of theirs called CrowdStrike.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which is supposed to be
right.
The best intelligence agency.
We've got to go to break, Megan. We're going to pick it up from there when we come back. More from Megan Barth after this.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
This is your time, your moment.
I'll tell you, America, this is our time and moment, but look, we've got to get this country back on track, and if we're going to do this, we really need to pursue the truth. And I'm not talking about the Democrats' brand of truth, and even for that matter, the Republicans' brand of truth. We need to look for the real truth. What is happening in our government? Megan Barth joins us. She remains with us. Megan, of course, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. You know, one of those issues of truth that is out there, and you said this earlier, and some people may have said, whoa, that, you know, sounds rather partisan, maybe because, you know, you're not necessarily an ally of the Democrats when you said that you referred to some on the left of the Democratic Party right now, which is really pulling the party in that direction and away from moderate Democrats. And that is that Democratic, you know, arm, that communist arm in the Democratic Party. And people are, what are you talking about, communists in the Democrat? I mean, this is a known fact. You know, Trevor Loudon has done extensive research on this. And the last time he was on, you know, he said, Bill, there's at least 100 card-carrying Democratic socialists, which are, it's all part and parcel of the Communist Party. These are all communists that are part of, the Democratic Party. You know, John Brennan admitted that he had voted for the communist nominee for president. So there have been all these links, and we're wondering what is going on with the Democratic Party. And as you mentioned, the communists, you know, they are the ones that are pushing for open borders and all this wackiness and chaos that's going in our government. The communist side. And, that have infiltrated our government are, they're high-fiving and, jumping up and down and cheering because they're seeing on the horizon the final demise of the great American experiment.
Well, and let's not forget that James Comey also.
Are you there, Megan?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I wanted you to, in response to that, okay, go ahead. I guess maybe he had we had your lever down, so go ahead.
Oh, okay. And let's not forget that James Comey also admitted to identifying as a communist earlier in his career or earlier in his age. I don't remember how old he was.
Mm-hmm.
And now he said that he doesn't really know how to identify himself. What a
right.
joke. But back to before we went to the break, it's very important to point out that Robert Mueller contradicted himself yesterday. He contradicted himself according to his own report that we spent $40 million on in 2.5 years later, which I believe impacted the midterms. Because you can't tell...
Oh, without a doubt. No,
It took Robert Mueller 2.5 years to figure out that there was no collusion. Yeah. Robert Mueller knew there was no collusion likely before the midterms, but allowed...
Peter Strzok understood that there was no collusion when he went to join the council, right?
Right. And so also let's not forget when he contradicts himself, where he said that the Russians hacked the DNC server. That was never proven by our FBI. That was outsourced to a group who aligns themselves with the Democrat Party called CrowdStrike. So now we have abdicated our responsibility to conduct investigations. We're just going to outsource investigations now? Is that how it goes? I thought the FBI was supposed to be the premier investigative law enforcement agency in the world. Now they're relying on Democrat operatives called CrowdStrike. And so when he says they definitely did it, that's not what his report says. It says it appears they did it. Huge difference when it comes to language, especially legal language and technical language like that, because if he was absolutely positive that the Russians hacked the DNC server, he would not have put appear in his report. He would provide the evidence.
Mm-hmm. Well, Hillary Clinton
provide the FBI investigative brief, and they don't have it.
Right. Megan, you know, when you talk about the hacking of the DNC, I mean, Hillary Clinton, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, just go down the list. John Podesta, they're knuckleheads. I mean, they were so irresponsible. I mean, you talk about leaving a car with the keys in all night long and saying, I can't believe they broke into my car and stole my car. Wait a minute. You guys were wide open, you know, systems that should have been in play to make sure that there was information that was secure, violations left and right. I mean, forget about the level of carelessness. I mean, this was absolutely, especially for somebody at their level of operation. I got to tell you, when I was in the Marine Corps and you had the responsibility of driving a vehicle, if you ran out of gas, Megan, you were subject to a court-martial. Okay, for something as academic as running out of gas in a government vehicle, you were subject to a court-martial. Here's somebody who is Secretary of State all the years in government, leaving her, allowing this top-secret information to go back and forth. Uma Abedin, she just, you know, they were so careless about it, she puts it on her, on her laptop, takes it home, and Anthony Weiner sexting, you know, off of this laptop that has top secret information. I mean, this is all brought to you by Hillary Clinton et al. And then, of course, let's not forget President Obama himself. He knew it was compromised. So what does he do? He comes up with a different name in order to communicate with her. It's like, this is ridiculous, but you have to suspend reality to even, you know, have, you know, much more conversation with them, and they have some, you know, like disdain, like, oh, we were hacked, you know, those evil people hacked us. You guys are such knuckleheads, the way you treated top secret information, and God only knows, I'm telling you, if we will ever find out, on this information and how it leads to Benghazi as well.
Well, and how it leads to our Navy SEALs also being killed in a mission.
SEAL Team 6, yes. Exactly.
Team 6,
mm-hmm.
Which they believe that the enemies have gained that information as far as that covert operation. And so let's go back to Anthony Weiner real quick. First of all, Anthony Weiner, yes, he was sexting, but also he's a pedophile. Mm-hmm. Okay, so imagine what was on Anthony Weiner's computer. This wasn't just sexting with a 14-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
This went much deeper. The types of torrents that he was picking up on his computer as far as he was searching probably kiddie porn all over the world compromised his computer. He probably had a compromised connection as well as a compromised computer. So as he's searching for pedophilia, he has top secret information on his computer. Whether or not he knew it, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But this goes back again to James Comey. So when you talk about espionage, and this, so when they changed the law for Hillary Clinton, we are no longer a nation of laws. And what I mean by that is I defy anybody out there to find the word intent in the espionage statute.
Exactly.
You don't have to have intent to be convicted under the espionage statute. All you simply have to do is mishandle classified information. Uma Abedin mishandled classified information. Hillary Clinton mishandled classified information. And if Barack Obama was using an alias to communicate on a compromised server, by de facto, he was mishandling classified information. There is no intent in the espionage statute. Thereby, James Comey rewrote the law in order to exonerate Hillary Clinton. That's number one. Who is James Comey's best friend? Robert Mueller.
Mm-hmm.
And then Robert Mueller picks Andrew Weissman. And so you have dirty cops and crooked lawyers working together in order to protect a political party, not uphold the rule of law. And then when we speak of communists, yes, communists exist. It's not a bad word. When they identify as progressives, that's just a code word for socialist. What is socialism? Just the economic, basically, engine of communism.
Right.
There is no sunlight between the two.
Mm-hmm.
So we have all of this rebranding going on. Oh, it's going to be a kinder socialism. We're
right.
Democrat socialists.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're basically communists. And when you look at the promise in 2008 to fundamentally transform our country, if you love our country, you wouldn't want to fundamentally transform it. Fundamentally, transformation of our country will not come. It's socialism, right? That's why
right.
they want to fundamentally to institute socialism. Well, they don't have to fire a shot to institute socialism. All they need to do is open the border. And speaking of Trevor Loudon, he has an excellent article in the Epoch Times about how communists need open borders. They're
right.
advocating for open borders. And that's how the fundamental transformation begins. And that's how it ends, with open borders.
You overwhelm the system. And you look at the border right now. Yeah, exactly. Everything is consistent with Rules for Radicals. If you've not read the book, then you're not going to understand what is happening to our country. For those of us that do, we see the warning signs at every turn. And this is why, you know, frankly, we're freaking out, because we see, you know, this great American experiment. We just celebrated Memorial Day, honoring the 1.1 million people who died for the sake of freedom for this country. And we're going to allow...
Joe Biden wasn't honoring Memorial Day. No one could find him, and even Hillary Clinton went in her moo-moo to a Memorial Day parade.
Well,
where's Joe Biden?
Yeah, but for the sake of 1.1 million people that believe so much in this country and gave up and paid the ultimate sacrifice, you know, it's heartbreaking to think that we would let go of this great American experiment on our watch, Megan Barth. I'm telling you, America's got to step up, and we've got to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, and we're talking about the real truth. Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Thank you, Megan. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.